Hey everybody, Max Kevin here. It's a little cute podcast. It's not too long. Well, I'm just, just enjoying my Saturday morning over here in Japan. You know, they got no cartoons, no Saturday morning cartoons over here in Japan. They got the cartoons all day, every day, pretty much, you know? But they call it anime over here, you know? They got some of them that comes on at midnight, and they draw adult themes, dude. You can watch the adult cartoons over here. They got boobs. Except they can't draw the nipples, and they can't draw penises either, because that's illegal or whatever, you know. So they got to not draw those, you know. So like when they have naked people on there, they just don't have any genitalia, basically. They can draw butts though. There's a lot of butts in the adult Japanese anime. You know. Anyway, I'm just about to go to my friend's barbecue over here. You know, have a little Saturday afternoon barbecue with the friends. The friends and family. I don't know if any family members are going to be there, but should be good. I don't know if you guys seen this this new hot game. It's coming out for the PS5. It's called Returnal, dude. The reviews say it's the first real PS5 game. The other games were not real PS5 games. They're just PS4 games that they put on the PS5. This is the first real PS5 game. It's fucking sick, dude. It's got ray tracing, fucking 4K, 60 FPS, dude. You're that chick from Game of Thrones. You're that tall blonde chick from Game of Thrones, but in space. And you shoot shit with a gun. And you fucking, it's fucking badass, dude. That game looks pretty cool, man. I don't have a PS5 though, so I can't play it. But you know, I just watch people play it on Twitch and then just wish I had a PS5 and just be like, oh, I want to play this game maybe one day. Maybe I think I'm gonna wait for the upgraded version of the PS5. The thing's too damn big, man. It's like as big as a desktop PC. It's like, hey, man, why don't you just build a desktop PC? It's kind of too big. It's kind of too big, goddamn PS5. You know, so yeah, the game looks pretty cool, man. Kind of reminds me of like Super Metroid or whatever. You know, Nintendo should do that. They should make a Metroid game that looks like that. You know. But until then, I guess you gotta play Returnal. You know? She's kind of like Samus, except she's got shorter hair, and she looks like the tall chick from Game of Thrones. You know, anyway, enough about that. We got some fights coming up this weekend. Tomorrow, actually. Hopefully you're listening to this before the fights, because I'm gonna tell you my predictions, dude. I'm gonna tell you my predictions. Okay, let's look at the prelims. I don't care about the prelims. How about the early prelims? Is there anybody on there? Probably not, because they never really put anybody on the early prelims. Nothing. Boring. Boring. Oliveira. Randy Brown. I think what's cool about this one, it's in Florida. They're going to have a full crowd there. That's good. Finally, dude. It's been a year. Can we actually have some people? You know, I'm watching the Houston Astros against the Angels right now. They got a full stadium. No masks. I guess everybody's vaccinated or whatever, but it's like, all right. No one in Texas is dead, so can we do that? How about California? Hey, California, have you looked at Texas? I don't know if you ever heard of this state called Texas. They play baseball there in full stadiums with no masks. You can watch them on TV if you don't realize that exists. Just turn on the goddamn TV, you know? And I think we could probably do that in California, too, you know, anyway. Of course, Japan's going to new lockdown. They don't have the vaccine over here, you know, but they also don't have a bunch of big fat fatties, so like it's never really been a problem over here, you know. Anyway, enough about that. Okay, let's look at the main card. We got Anthony Smith versus Jimmy Crute. And Jimmy Crute's got a really crute haircut. I'm taking Jimmy Crute on this one. I don't know anything about him, but Anthony Smith probably should have retired because he's got CTE. He's been beat up a lot. You know, I didn't vote on that one. Then we got next one. Uriah Hall versus Chris Weidman. Old man fight. Both of them 36. Both of them probably should retire because they're not that good, you know? But finally, they gave Chris Weidman maybe someone who's just as bad as he is right now, you know? So, yeah, Chris Weidman just has looked so bad in his last few fights. And I remember, like, before his last fight, he's like, I'm going to make a statement, dude. I'm going for the title. It's like, I don't know about that, Chris. I don't know about that. You're kind of 4 years past your prime there, dude. Probably should retire. Definitely should retire. You know, okay, anyway, so then we got the two girl fights. And I'll tell you guys right now, I already placed bets. I placed $10 on each of the underdogs. Of course, we got Valentina Shevchenko versus Jessica Andrade. And, of course, Shevchenko is probably the best pure martial artist in the women's division, and all of the women, you know. Even though Amanda Nunes is more dominant, I think Shevchenko is actually a better martial artist, you know. She just doesn't have the physical gifts that Amanda Nunes has, you know. And, but, of course, Jessica Andrade, she's just a beast, man. She's a wild beast of a woman, you know, slamming Rose Namajunas on her head, you know. And of course she moved up, she took out the number one contender in like 2 seconds there, and I think the odds for her were like +300, so I think Shevchenko is probably gonna win, but the odds were just too good not to put $10 on Jessica Andrade, you know. I think she could. She has a much better chance than people are giving her, you know. +300. That's what they're giving Masvidal, and that makes sense because Kamaru Usman is gonna beat the shit out of Masvidal again. I don't know, probably. More on that in a second, you know. But I definitely think Andrade has a chance there, so I put $10 on her. That should be a banger, dude. That should be a good fight. Then of course we got Weili Zhang versus Rose Namajunas. Now of course if we use MMA math, which never works, you know. Okay, Rose Namajunas beat Joanna Jędrzejczyk twice decisively, and Rose Namajunas is probably the second best pure martial artist. Her boxing is just so good, you know, and you know, Weili, when she was coming up, she was beating the shit out of people. I was like, holy shit, dude, this chick's never gonna get beaten. But then when she fought Jędrzejczyk. Okay. All right. Goddamn. What was that? Not Siri. What's the other one? Not Siri. Alexa. That's the one. Alexa, shut up. You know. Anyway. When Weili fought Jędrzejczyk there, you know, it was a battle, dude. That was fight of the year last year, I think. You know, Jędrzejczyk had that baseball on her head, and she was still fighting with a baseball on her head. It's like, hey, maybe your corner should throw in the towel. You got a baseball on your head. Probably, that's not good. You look like a troll or something. I don't know. Oh God. So that kind of showed the flaws in Weili there. You know, maybe her martial arts isn't that good, and she's just kind of a physical specimen. You know, she tries to overwhelm her opponents with speed and power, raw speed and power. But Rose is a martial artist, you know. And if we use MMA math, that Rose beat Jędrzejczyk took Weili 5 rounds. That means Rose is going to beat Weili. And so I put $10 on Rose. She's coming back, you know. Even though Rose didn't really look that great in her rematch with Andrade. Was it a rematch with Andrade? Yeah, I think. Yeah. Right? Yeah. You know, we'll see. We'll see what happens, Larry. We'll see what happens, Larry. So I put $10 on both the underdogs there. They both have pretty good odds. Then, of course, we got the main event. Kamaru Usman versus Jorge Masvidal. You know? And, of course, this is a rematch that no one really wanted to see because the first one wasn't even competitive at all. And, you know, but they say Masvidal didn't have a camp or whatever. I don't think that's going to make a difference. Maybe he wasn't in the best shape of his life, but he's just not as good, you know? He's not as good as Kamaru Usman. He hasn't taken as much, he hasn't drunk as much juice as Kamaru Usman, you know? And, you know, I think I talked about this before. After the Masvidal fight, even though Usman won decisively, there's this video of him talking with his trainer about how his striking just wasn't good enough, you know? He's like, I gotta get my striking better. It wasn't good enough. I got to do it better. And his trainer's like, you're the champ. You're the champ, Usman. Don't talk like that. No one can beat you. And he's like, no, I'm not good enough. We got to do more drills. I got to drill it more. And it showed in his fight with Burns there. His striking improved a lot, that jab, man. He sat Burns down twice with a jab. I've never seen that before. So, you know. And Usman's calling out Masvidal again because I think he wants to knock him out. I think it's what he wants to do. I think that's what he wants to do. You know, and we'll see. Maybe Masvidal, maybe he's got some secret plan. I don't know, dude. I hope he better have some secret plan, because otherwise, Kamaru Usman's just going to piece him up. You know, or even in the first round, if he realizes his striking's still not good enough, he'll probably just wrestle him. He'll just push him against the cage again and step on his foot. Like, oh, you wanted toes? Later, toes. I'm stepping on him. I didn't put any money on that one just because the odds for Usman were like minus 300. It's like, Masvidal could get lucky. Could get lucky. Get a little knockout shot there. He's got the power. He's got the power in them fists. But, I don't know. Usman has taken some... He just doesn't get... You know, he does get hit, but, like, he doesn't get knocked out. Like, that first round of the Burns, he just took that huge right hand, and he kind of fell down. It kind of phased him, but it didn't knock him out. And, you know, he was taking a beating from Colby Covington, you know. He's got that goat head DNA, you know. That African goat head DNA. Anyway, I guess we'll see what happens. Hopefully my bets pay out and I don't lose my $20. I need that $20, god damn it. You know, anyway, thanks for listening. Maybe we'll see you tomorrow.